Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Debbie Arthur, and I'm a dairy farmer from Paul's Valley. From producing the best milk possible to giving back, dairy farmers are committed to our communities. Each year, dairy farmers like myself help feed those in need, making sure they are provided with nutritious milk and dairy foods at their holiday meals. To learn more about dairy farmers' commitment to you and their communities, visit dairymax.org.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email. Well, tight corn supply is expected to bring light to moderate pressure in feeder cattle trade this morning. The latest crop progress report released yesterday posted total corn planted at 49%. This is the lowest level at this date on record. The uncertainty of how this will impact overall production is causing concern by cattle feeders and directly impacting prices paid for feeder cattle. Live cattle is expected mixed in a narrow to moderate range, with limited livestock market direction expected in the next couple of days, with the main focus on outside market moves. Cash cattle trade is undeveloped at this point and likely will not show any significant activity until midweek or later. Now on the hogs, those futures appear to be settling into a moderate market range after firmly pushing prices off support levels last week. Mixed trade is likely through much of the session today, with little new market developments available for either side to hang on to. The overall focus continues to remain generally bullish on the expectation that domestic and global demand will remain firm and continue to grow in order to replace production lost by African swine fever. On the grains, another solid showing overnight for wheat contracts, with heavy rains over Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas as the crop heads and flowers raises concern. Based on official estimates, Kansas could be in for the wettest May on record, with disease and quality concerns extremely high. Despite this, winter wheat conditions improved nationally by about 2 points to 66% good to excellent, and is now the highest rated crop since 1999. Sharply higher corn prices overnight, with July corn sporting back-to-back overnight gaps. The jump in corn prices has pushed spot month corn to its highest level since February 25th on the backside of delayed planting progress on both ends of the corn belt, and higher soybean prices overnight following corn and wheat, as soybeans have little fundamental standing to justify a rally. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle up 7 cents yesterday, 111.35. August down 40 at 108.52. August feeder cattle down 72 cents, 144.77. September down 82 cents at 145.87. June hogs down 62 cents, 91.75. July unchanged at 93 even. Kansas City wheat, July was up 14 and a quarter yesterday, 434 and a half. September up 14 cents at 445. Chicago wheat, July was up 13 and a quarter at 478 and a quarter. September up 14 cents yesterday at 485. And a quarter. July corn up 5 3/4 at 389. September was up 6 1/4 at 396 3/4. July soybeans up 10 cents at 831 3/4. August up 10 1/4 at 838 1/2 penny. On the cotton futures, July down 33 cents at 67.58. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.